And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. All this week I'm going to be looking at the topic, Assurance of Salvation. We parents need to be concerned with the spiritual training of our children. We need to provide a consistent example, regular training, and a prayerful concern for our children and their relationship to the Lord. One area that we don't often think about is the area of a child's assurance of his own salvation. We place the emphasis on getting them saved, but we forget that they'll amount to little for Jesus Christ unless they have the confidence that they belong to God. The early church leader Augustine said, "To be assured of our salvation is no arrogant stoutness. It is faith. It is devotion. It is not presumption. It is God's promise." That's the attitude that we must teach our children. I'm assuming in this series of programs that your child has trusted Jesus Christ for salvation. You've taught them the gospel message as they've been growing. They've matured to the point where they've seen their own need for a Savior and they've asked the Lord to save them. Now that they're saved, you need to help them gain confidence that their salvation is real. It's not at all uncommon for children to ask the Lord several times to save them. The uncertainty about whether or not they're saved leads them to try to make sure by asking the Lord over and over again to save them. The problem with this is that they'll have the same uncertainty about salvation unless they make some changes in their lives. Merely adding one unclear profession of faith to another cannot give security in this area. There are many causes for a lack of assurance. For instance, it may be that your child is trusting something or someone other than Jesus Christ for his salvation. He may rely upon the fact that his parents are Christians, or he may rest his salvation on the fact that he's a good person, or he may believe that the fact that he goes to church makes him a Christian. He may think that being baptized makes him a believer. He may believe the fact that he prays makes him a Christian. The point I'm making is that a child can be uncertain about what makes him a Christian. You may have taught him correctly, but he may have misunderstood your teaching. Every classroom teacher has had this experience. Despite the fact that he teaches correctly, his students come up with answers that they're certain he's given them in class. I've looked over the notes of students and have been surprised at how far off they are from what I've said. This is especially true of children who make their profession of faith in Christ when they're young. They may be responding to the encouragement of their parents or to a Sunday school teacher, their pastor, or someone else, but they may not fully understand what they're doing. You, then, should not take your child's salvation for granted. Even though he's made a profession of faith in Christ as his Savior, you need to continue stressing the plan of salvation in the home. As you have family devotions, as you have the opportunity of talking about salvation, as you counsel your child when problems arise, make sure that he understands the foundation of his salvation. Continue your teaching so that your child can solidify his relationship to the Lord. Your emphasis may very well be what he needs to gain the confidence that he's been born again. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.